Start this trading on Deidre Hanley. Deidre is DEIRDRE. Deidre. DEI. D as in David. DEIRDRE. R as in Robert. D as in David again. RDRE. Hanley is HANLEY. Date of birth 8/18/63. Date of visit 1/5/24. Please make a copy for Dr. Gerald Woodard, D.O. Woodard, W-O-O-D-A-R-D, D.O. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is recurrent bronchitis and shortness of breath. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a 60-year-old female who had episodes of bronchitis, was most recently seen at the urgent care center on December 18, 2023. The patient had a productive cough with shortness of breath and some low-grade fever. She had a chest x-ray done upon arrival in the ER, and it showed cardiomegaly with mild interstitial prominence, suggesting vascular congestion, period. She was then treated with a short course of antibiotics, including a Z-Pak. The patient continues to have some symptoms of shortness of breath, wheezing, and chest tightness. And she denies any nausea, vomiting, or aspiration, and denied fevers or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension for more than 5 years, history of tonsillectomy in the 1970s, and tubal ligation in 1988. So was diagnosed to have COPD and has a long-standing history of smoking. There is also a question of obstructive sleep apnea, but she did not go for a polysomnographic study. Next paragraph. Med list included vitamin B and fexofenadine 60 milligrams daily, lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, and albuterol with Atrovent NEBS Q6 hours. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 35 years and quit several years ago. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history: mother died of cancer of the lung, father died of CHF and diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph. System review: the patient had weight gain. She has fatigue. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, but had some nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has hay fever and asthma and wheezing with shortness of breath. Denies abdominal pains. She has constipation some reflux. And she denies chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and no leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. And she has no easy bruising. She complains of joint pain, some muscle aches. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This obese, middle-aged, white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure. Blood pressure is 130 over 70. Pulse is 78, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 250, saturation 94. HEND are norms, phallic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no venous distension. Next, no venous distension, trachea, midline. Chest, equal movements. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart seems irregular, so rest to no murmur, no essay. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, minimal edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus, there are no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one is a COPD. And chronic bronchitis. Number two is hypertension. Number three, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number four is exogenous obesity. And number five is reactive airways. Next, next paragraph. Plan. The patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies and a CT chest without contrast. She will also go for a polysomnographic study. She will use a nebulizer with albuterol and an ipratropium solution 3 times daily as needed. And was advised to come back for a follow-up in 4 weeks, orally if necessary. Copy of her recent blood work will be requested and an IgE level to be ordered. I'll make an addendum report after her next visit. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Gerald Woodard, W-O-O-D-A-R-D. Gerald Woodard, D-O. Thank you.